James, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Sure. Hi, thank you.
So there are a lot of colleges and universities nowadays that have farms on campus. What makes We Over Me Farm at Paul Quinn College so unique?
Probably the most unique factor of the We Over Me Farm is that it is on our former football field. So we literally converted our football field into a working farm.
Wow, and how was that decision made? Was that at the college, you know, administration level, or was that something that the students were pushing?
Right, so the decision ultimately happened at the administration level. In 2007, when our current president, Michael Sorrell, came on board, the football program was failing, and really the college wasn't doing so well either. So he made the decision to disband the football program. And in 2010, at the urging of students and community members, they were able to first start some raised beds on the former football field. And from that, it just took off. The community got behind it. The college got behind it. And, yeah, the entire field was then converted.
And how was the name chosen, We Over Me?
Right. So We Over Me is one of our institutional ethos that says that the greater community is that the community is greater than the individual, so that the impacts that we're making here on our community and on the planet are greater than our individual achievements. So as it was kind of the running motto of our college, it was a natural fit to also be the name of the farm. And so that we're going to try to make a bigger community impact by growing food in a food desert, by providing fresh, healthy, local produce to community members instead of just the individual glory of football.
I heard you just mentioned food desert. Could you explain to us a little bit about how you define a food desert?
Right. So the USDA defines a food desert as any low-income area that does not have access to produce, and usually a grocery store within a mile radius. So when the farm was started, the closest grocery store for members of our community, which is called Highland Hills in South Dallas, the closest grocery store is over 4 miles away.
Wow.
And on public transportation, that's a three-hour commute just to access produce at a grocery store. And so we saw the farm as part of a solution to providing some fresh local produce to our community members.
And how exactly are you engaging with the local community? Do they come out to the gardens or do you go to them?
Right. So we donate a minimum of 10% of what we grow directly to our community members through a local food pantry. So every week we take a load of produce over to that food pantry where it's distributed in like a normal weekly distribution day. And then we also offer produce at a sliding scale for community members so they can come out to the farm and purchase produce at a reduced cost. Additionally, we have community volunteer events monthly where the community members get to come out, volunteer on the farm, go home with some produce. And then we are also engaging in furthering access to food by starting a farmers market here in Highland Hills next year in 2017.
Have you seen any expansion or excitement around growing food in the community? Like, are you seeing other new gardens popping up in the community?
Right. When ours was founded, one of the churches also started a community garden directly across from the college. And beyond that, just a month ago or month and a half ago now, through a partnership with the city of Dallas, we were able to get a grocery store in Highland Hills. So there's definitely more knowledge of food deserts and food access issues in Dallas, such that the city invests over $1 million to put a grocery store here in our community. So I'd say, yeah, it's just one of these movements that has taken 10 years to occur.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are having a big impact on the community. In terms of the students, how are they, are they volunteering on the farm, and is some of the food going back to the college in the cafeterias?
Sure. So currently no food that's grown on the farm goes to the cafeteria. We're working to implement some of that change next year. But students work on the farm as part of a tuition package. So we are a federally recognized work college, which means that every student who comes to Paul Quinn has to work at least 300 hours someplace on campus in exchange for tuition credit. So each semester they're working 150 hours towards a $5,000 tuition credit for the year. So about 15 to 20 students work on the farm as their essentially as their tuition payment. So it's a student-run farm. They do everything from crop research to planting to weeding to harvesting to delivering the produce, looking at budgets, looking at 10-year plans, interacting with the community members, setting up, selling at a farmer's market, and it's all to give them tangible job skills. So they're going to pursue whatever they're interested in their careers, but we're trying to ensure that they have a lot of those basic job skills to be successful in doing that, even if it's not farming. So they're learning how to be responsible, how to have to be accountable to task completion, to learn how to budget, how to market your materials, and essentially how to run a small business.
Absolutely, because that's at the end of the day, that's what farms are, small businesses.
Exactly.
So what inspired you to join We Over Me?
So I've lived in Texas my entire life, and I moved to North Texas and was working at a small farm in Fort Worth and happened to see a news article about the college and the farm. So I thought it was cool that it was in our community and started following them, and about a year later, the job position came up, and I knew this is where I wanted to be. It literally is my dream job. I get to work in an urban area, teach people how to grow food, and yeah, it's an incredible operation.
And what's the long-term vision? Like, where do you see We Over Me Farm in 5 years or in 10 years?
Right, so we want to continue to make an impact on our community and also an impact for the college. So expansion is the main focus right now. We're in our sixth year of operation. So next year we're beginning to implement plans to expand the physical growing area of the farm. So currently we have about 2 acres in production, and we're looking to double that. We're also seeking funding for other methods of growing, such as another greenhouse, seasonal high tunnels. We're starting a farmer's market in our community next year to increase local access to food. We're also exploring options to bring a 7-day-a-week food stand potentially to the community, engage in food programming, and then ultimately expand again and replicate what we're doing here in other communities across South Dallas.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a great model for others to learn from. If people do want to know more about We Over Me Farm, how can they contact you or at least find more information about the farm or the college?
Sure. So pqc.edu is the college's website. That's the best way to get some information about the college. WeOverMeFarm.com is our farm's website, and there you'll have some basic information. To get specific information or for inquiries about the farm, our email address is pqcfarm.pqc.edu, or excuse me, at pqc.edu.
Well, James, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today, and a big thank you for all the work that you're doing over there at Paul Quinn College.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kelly, for having me on.